What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the True K-Pop. My name is Andrew Steiner. About to get started like Mr. Rob Reiner. You can do it, baby. You could call me crazy. We can get wavy and I'll finger you some gravy.
Yes, today we are talking about squirting. More specifically, how to squirt if you're a lady. Or how to make a lady squirt if you're a lesbian or a man or somebody who has fingers and has the desire to make a person squirt. I guess you could make a man squirt, right? If they identify as a man but they have a vagina. What if you identify as a woman and you have a penis? Is that making them squirt or is that making them come? These are questions for today's gender scientists or philosophers, as the term might be more accurate. But today I'm not an expert on gender politics. What I am an expert on is making ladies squirt. I'm an expert squirt extractor. I like it. It's fun. I don't know. And so let's get down to the nitty titty gritty bitty litty clitty slitty. I want to tell you that you are, if you're a woman and you've never squirted before, well, guess what? You're just not trying hard enough. And if you're a man and you've never helped a worman make the squirmin come out of her permin, then you have just not tried hard enough and listened to the correct podcast. So let me tell you all about how to make it happen. First of all, what is squirt? I mean, it is a soft drink, but the human, the natural, organic, human-produced squirt, what is that? Some people say is just simply urination being forced out by contractions. Others say it is a completely unique substance produced by the body, maybe some kind of remnant of the seminal fluids, or some kind of, something, some kind of liquid produced by the female body that is equivalent to seminal fluids. Maybe it's different, but some kind of analog. But the real truth that you can't actually find this on the internet, but sources, biological scientists who I am privy to, have told me that it is actually a injection. The reason why you don't see squirt in historical documents, there's no Catholic Church documents on nuns squirting and saying that's a devil possession. There's no Japanese ukiyo prints. You know, they have all these detailed wood carvings and wood prints, woodblock prints of sexual egress, and there are none portraying an ejection of fluid by a aroused woman. You may wonder why, or you may not, but there is a good reason for that. Squirt is a modern occurrence. Women did not squirt until the late 1980s, even, because there is a government program. You've heard of the Tuskegee experiments, where the government tested diseases on the African-American community. Well, this is the government testing nanotechnology out on women. And it is extremely offensive that they would do such a thing, but it just happened to produce one of the most beautiful solar events that the human body could erupt. So thank goodness for the government's meddling this time, but in general, don't do that anymore, you fucking assholes. Now, how do you prepare for a squirting eruption? First of all, you might want to put down a towel on your bed. You might not want to do this in a bed. You might want to do this on a floaty device in a pool if you have access to a private pool or a public pool when no one is going to be observing your squirting. You might want to do this on the forest floor so you are contributing back to the environment. Or you might want to do this in an airplane bathroom. The Mile High Squirt Club is very exclusive, and if you join that, you get free sex toy that is shaped like the pilot wings, vibrating pilot wings, so that you strap to your clitoris or pineal head. So those are all options. You might want to get a wet vac because, like I said, these are nanobots, so they are self-expanding and self-replicating. So even though you may start with a set amount of squirt in your body, obviously, otherwise you'd be exploding, as it is released, the nanobots are triggered to multiply, so they can fill an entire arena, actually, if the right circumstances were to arise. So you might want to not do this in your house, depending on your given circumstances. If you are a refugee, or an escaped convict, an enemy of the government, these nanobots have probably been set to replicate at extremely high rates. So watch out for that. Tools and techniques. Okay, This is the real meat of the issue here. How exactly does one cause this sequence of reactions known as squirting? Now, there is a place inside a woman's vagina that I like to call the G-spot. I didn't make this term up. You've probably heard it. The G-spot stands for the guardian spot, and that is the spot that is guarding a woman's third brain. A woman has three brains. Men have four brains, but our brains are different. Not better, but different. We have a brain in each testicle, a brain in our stomach, and a brain in our brain. Women have a brain in their stomach, a brain in their head, and a brain in the clit. Now, the G-spot protects it's like almost like a skull, a muscular skull, protecting from impact of the penis during coitus, during traditional coitus, from hitting the clit brain too hard. So what you want to do, and where this is located, obviously, is underneath the clit. So go in to your own vagina or someone else's, if you have to borrow one, go in and up towards the clit, like making like a come hither thing with your fingers or whatever tool you have. I find that a good device that you can use is a phone, an old-fashioned phone with a ringer, you know, that you go ding, ding, click, 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 click. You know, an old-fashioned handset phone that has a curving device. The headset curves. So basically anything that curves upwards that you can get good purchase on, a good strong grip on, because sometimes it takes a lot of pressure to trigger a squirting event. And that is basically it. And I say, you're not going to slam into the G-spot. It's not about hitting the G-spot hard. It's about finding the G-spot and then providing hard rhythmic pressure that is steady against it. So it's like, imagine you are holding a desk, holding the underside of a desk. If you were to keep holding the desk and trying to pick up the desk and slam it down, put it down and pick it up, but you're never releasing your grip on the underside of the desk. You're just pulling up. And that is the type of pressure that creates a squirting monopoly in your real estate location. So that is basically it. I mean, that's basically what the basics ones and twos of Squirtville. And if you want, I do teach private lessons. I do offer coaching if you and your lover want to be coached on it in person or through Skype. I can do that. If you want to make your pet hamster squirt or your pet hamster wants to make you squirt, I can do that. I can coach you all through it. I can also, if you're a lone vagina owner, I can coach you like a gym trainer how to make yourself squirt. You know, I can go, hey, you're missing the G-spot, or hey, you're not putting enough power into the squirt. Do it. Come on. Again. More. Okay. Back. No. Oh, yeah. You made yourself squirt a little bit. But that's just set one. We're going to do three sets. Okay. One more. Squirt. Squirt. Good. Squirt. You're squirting. That's great. You're doing great. And that way you don't feel guilty about squirting because someone's being like, you got to squirt. You're doing great. You know? I can also personally use my hand and make you squirt. But I don't do that for money. I'm not a prostitute. I only accept lamb or goat as payment. Oh, that's early. So better yet, roast the whole goat over a fire pit. Eventually, I'm going to open up my own G-spot massage parlor franchise. So that'll look out for that on your block. If there's any drive-through McDonald's or anything that goes out of business, I'm probably going to take that over. I'm working on a name. Let me know if you think any of these are good. I'll probably get some feedback of this on Instagram. Taco Bell with an E, you know, like Belle from, like, Belle is Beautiful. Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Maybe Squirter King. Or maybe I'll just buy the Dairy Queen name because some women get creamy and frothy down there. So that could be a good one. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Again, contact me if you want a private consultation. And please do subscribe to True K-Pod on YouTube. I'm going to be doing a lot more live episodes, probably once a week. I'm going to do a live stream so you can chat while I do it. And thank you so much for listening to True K-Pod. Good night. Or morning. Or afternoon. Bye-bye.